Secretary of State Marco Rubio continues meeting with G7 foreign ministers in Canada today. Ukraine's foreign minister is attending as well. Ukraine is seeking to buy 25 additional Patriot defense systems from the U.S. NTD's international correspondent Arian Pastar has more.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is among the G7 officials welcoming Ukraine's foreign minister in Canada on Wednesday. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky recently said he wants to order 25 Patriot air defense systems from the United States. Meanwhile, Canada has announced additional sanctions on people and entities involved in Russia's drone program. The measure will affect 13 people and 11 entities, including several involved in the development and deployment of Russian drones. Meanwhile, in Ukraine, Kiev is battling an alleged major $100 million corruption scheme. Anti-corruption authorities say they detained 5 people suspected of involvement in the alleged plot to control procurement in state energy enterprises. Ukraine's government is now being shaken up. On Wednesday, the country's energy minister resigned, while the justice minister was suspended. This comes after President Volodymyr Zelensky called for their dismissal.
I believe the justice minister and energy minister can no longer remain in their positions. This is a matter of trust. If there are accusations, they must be addressed.
The corruption in the energy sector comes as Russia keeps attacking Ukraine's energy infrastructure, which brings blackouts across the country ahead of winter.
I was actually very angry after the shelling of the energy infrastructure, because it turns out that our energy facilities are not protected for this year of the war.
The scandal also hurts Ukraine's bid to join the European Union. Fighting corruption is central to Kyiv's goal for EU membership. Meanwhile, the fighting continues in eastern Ukraine.